Planet Rock Breakfast. Now, yesterday on the show, we announced around about this time Rockstock, our weekender, which is happening the 6th to the 8th of December in Great Yarmouth. Headlined on the Saturday night by that band, Hawkwind. Headlined on the Sunday night by Uriah Heep, with loads of other bands confirmed. Loads to announce for you next week. And I'm very pleased to say, joining us on the line this morning, we've managed to drag him out of bed, Dave Brock from Hawkwind. How are you, Dave?
Very well. Good morning, everybody. But I like to have you know I do get up early in the morning, you know.
Yeah, we believe you. Thousands wouldn't. So confirmed for Rockstock, 6th to the 8th of December. Now, let's just say that Hawkwind have done one or two gigs in their time, so this shouldn't be too much of a surprise for you.
Well, not really, no. I mean, we have actually been doing the Warrior show this year so far, playing at a few festivals and all that, so we will be doing part of the show at the festival.
One of those albums as well that's always been a favourite with Hawkwind fans, but also recently, for the first time, reissued properly on CD.
Yeah, that's right. Actually, I do find the box set rather expensive myself, after having to wait for months on end to get one. They never even sent me one. Eventually, I got one, and I thought to myself, Christ, there's a lot of money, you know. Still, they are.
It's amazing, though, isn't it, to think that, you know, all these years later, an album like that has stood the test of time, which pretty much all your stuff has done, because let's be honest, you've done what? Getting on for 30 studio albums so far in a 44-plus year career?
Yeah, probably in a few other ones, solo ones, and odd things that I did with Bob Calvert and such. Yeah, it's quite a lot, really, I suppose, when you look back over it.
I mentioned yesterday to Mick and Bernie from Uriah Heep about possible set list for Rockstock coming up in December. Once again, the date's the 6th to the 8th. And again, when you've got a back catalogue like we just mentioned, like Hawkwind have, it's always difficult to pick a set list full stop. Unless, of course, you're doing, like you said, Warrior on the Edge of Time in full. That's an easy decision, I guess. But when you have to do, say, a festival kind of set, it's a lot more difficult to choose, surely.
In a way, I mean, obviously, you know, you want to do things that are exciting and, you know, get people jumping around. And I mean, a lot of people ask us to do certain numbers, so we sometimes do different selections. So it does make it interesting, you know. I mean, playing some of the old numbers, Spirit of the Age, where everybody sings along to it. So, yeah, it's all right.
And Rockstock, of course, happening later in the year. So you've got quite a bit of time to get your chops together, because I know when you're playing live, it's something you're not kind of used to, isn't it?
In a holiday camp, you mean, in the winter. Well, I sincerely hope it's not snowing. I mean, we did actually do one where it was freezing cold. We played at Magma at Rotherham, and it was like an icebox. We played there in March. Oh, what a terrible cold place. An old steelworks, you know.
I'm sure the dancers will warm things up, even if the weather's cold.
Oh, yeah, the dancers keep warm. I mean, we actually play with all our hats and coats on, but I don't think it'd be like that where we're going to play at your festival anyway.
Now, we talked about albums. You've done quite a few in your time. Onward was the last studio album in 2012. What about plans for the follow-up? I mean, you're very prolific in the writing stages anyway, so are the plans afoot already for a new one?
Well, yeah, actually, I mean, we've already done one. We've done a compilation that was going to be released in America, because we were doing a tour of America, so we might actually release that over here too. You know, this solo stuff, I mean, you know, the band's constantly sort of mucking around doing things, so we've got a few solo projects, and we are writing stuff for next year. I mean, our next actual album, as it were, proper one, is for next year, you see. Gosh, as one gets older, you know.
How do you manage to keep it all together, Dave? Because, you know, let's be honest, you're no spring chicken anymore, neither are the band members. You've been doing it a heck of a long time. You still love it. You still give 110% every single live show. What keeps it going? What is the momentum for you to get up in the morning, to get into a studio, to get on a stage in the evening?
Well, as long as it's fun, you know, and I mean, and it's not too strenuous, because we've got about 20 people on the road, so things like that, which are rather hectic, you know.
And great to keep the Hawkwind flag flying. We'll see you on the 7th of December at Planet Rockstock in Great Yarmouth. It's going to be great. We'll speak to you soon.
Okay, look forward to it, I must say. Thank you very much.